praise God, praise God. I thank the Lord for this wonderful opportunity. Wonderful word from Brother Daniel. Daniel, is it? Yes, thank you. And encouragement that he also have a passion for mission. And, you know, if we have some people like that, you know, who encourages the people to go on a mission trip, I hope that there will be many who will commit themselves to go on a mission trip. I greet you in the name of Jesus Christ and from my family in India. Also, a missionary couple, they actually asked me to greet you from them, behalf of them. They're Don and Sharon Fishers. They're from United States. They're from Illinois. But they have a lot to do with the Kingsfire Church. I think they've been here, and they are missionary to India through GMR, Dr. Leon and a team. And they're based in my city, Latur City, and they're working there and reaching out to the pastors and encouraging the pastor and churches to reach out to the more remote areas where gospel has not been shared. But this morning, I would like to encourage you from the Word of God and whatever God has done in my life. I thank the Lord that He allowed me once again to come to USA. It's not easy for an Indian to come over here, Indian like me. But I praise God, only God has done this. And I thank the Lord for His grace that He connected me with great people like you, that I was able to come once again. Thank the Lord. Thank Pastor Josh for allowing me to speak here this morning. Pastor Brother Tom for arranging all the things. Brother Gil and Sister Karen, they've been a blessing to me. They've been taking really good care of me. Since 2-3 days, I wasn't feeling well since last 2 days, having some cold and little fever, but especially this couple has been a blessing to me, and they're like father and mother. They've been taking care of me yesterday, day before yesterday, you know. I think their son is just a little older than me, but they've been taking care of me like a son, and day before yesterday, she just touched me and saw that there is a fever or something. They were running around, bringing the tablets and feeding me well, you know. Whatever I wanted, whatever I wanted, I said, I would like to have a chicken sandwich from Burger King. And they said, whoa, let's do that. We haven't had that since a long time. Let's do that. And then we went and I had 2 sandwiches. So that was blessing too, you know. Your food is really good, you know. You live in a blessed country. We went shopping yesterday, bought some. I said, I like some broccoli and cheese. We don't get broccoli in India. So I said, I like broccoli. And they bought a huge piece of broccoli and prepared everything. I wasn't well, so I couldn't eat last night, but I will definitely during these 2 days. Thank God for your country. You know, it's a blessed country. You've been a blessed people. And, you know, some of the things that you look around, they are really a blessing. Just your grass, your wonderful weather is a blessing. Ask Brother Xavier when he comes back, how do you feel? You know, he must be boiling there. I know he loves mission. He goes in a rural area. He's about 500 miles where I am. We were supposed to come together, but I was getting ready to get on the plane, and then he was arriving there, so it didn't really work out. But I hope to have him or many of you one day with us in India where we can serve together. Many of you have been there, and many of you know, you are most welcome to come and stay with us and do ministry. Because Pastor Vaughn, that was our connection to Kingsfire Church. Brother Tim and Sister Gentry, that was the main connection that we made here. And that was divine connection, you know, how God has connected with us. And that's why I was able to come here. That's why I was able to get connected with Kingsfire. And thank you, Lord, that He allowed me to be connected with you, to be here and share what God is doing in India and in a part of Maharashtra, that is my state. And I would like to encourage you this morning to go on a mission trip. It's a fun. It's a fun on a mission trip. Some people think, oh, it's so serious matter there. You know, I can't go there. It's too much. I don't know what kind of food is there. I don't know what kind of people I'll meet. I don't know what kind of weather is. Don't worry about that. You know, if you keep worrying about those things, you will never go out anywhere. Just give it in God's hand. Hallelujah. Give it in God's hand and you'll be fine there. You'll enjoy like anything. You know, have an adventurous life. You know, do some adventurous thing, and that is go on a mission trip. That is a great adventure in your life. Praise God. Let's turn to the Gospel of Mark chapter 4 verses 35 to 41. If somebody could help me reading these verses, I would be really happy and thankful to them. Gospel of Mark chapter 4 verses 35 to 41. Somebody could stand, read, sit, read, whatever. Gospel of Mark 4, 35, 41. Anybody got it? 4, 35, 41. Okay. Go ahead. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. I was so glad that I say, can we have a next slide, please? Who's on the PowerPoint? Can we change the slide? Thank you. Yes. As we were watching the people baptizing here, it was wonderful to see them. They're getting baptized. They're making a decision in Lord that they would like to follow the Lord. And that's a great decision can somebody make in their life. That's a wonderful thing that they can make this decision to take baptism and follow the Lord. But as Pastor shared here this morning, you know, according to Mark, Gospel of Mark 16:16, it says, you know, one who believes and get baptized, they will be saved. So we need to understand, it is not, according to the word of God, it is not good or it is not proper to baptize the children because they don't believe, and it is not proper to baptize them. We need to trust in the Lord. We need to give our heart to God, repent, and then we will be baptized. It's all about the heart. This morning I was sharing. It's all about the heart. If we are convicted, definitely we are ready to get baptized. We need to believe that Jesus Christ came for me. He died on the cross. He rose again. And that's what the belief, if we have, then we are ready for the baptism. But, you know, getting baptized here, we're rejoicing here, giving thanks to the Lord. It was very easy. But I would like to share you a little bit about, there is a cost of baptism. There is always a cost of baptism. In India, as Pastor was sharing, you know, so many people comes to church, but their family member doesn't know that they are going to the church. If they come to know that they are going to the church, yes, their father will beat them, or their community will not accept them. The same thing happened with my family. When they accepted Christ, it wasn't easy for them. And it's not like here, when you accept the Christ and come to the church and everything is praise the Lord, hallelujah. It's not like that. When you get baptized, when you accept Christ in India, it's a hard life. When people come to know that you become a Christian, you change from the one community, from the one religion to the other, you get persecuted from the family members itself. You get persecuted from the community. My family was thrown out of the village when they accepted Christ. People said that you are not allowed to do any business with these other villagers. You are not allowed to come into this area. They literally thrown out of the village for accepting Christ. So there is a cost to follow Christ. There is a cost of the baptism. You know, those who got baptized today, I would like to encourage them to follow the Lord 100% with your heart. There is going to be a trial. There is going to be a tribulation. There is going to be a persecution. You can't, you know, you may not face persecution, you know, on your body. But mentally, you're going to face the persecution. You're going to face the temptation. Devil is going to come hard on you after the baptism. I've seen that. I've experienced that in my life. Those people I baptized, you know, they need more treatment after they got baptized. They need more attention from the Word of God. And that is our job, brothers and sisters. Those who got baptized today, it is not just for a few minutes. Hallelujah, praise the Lord, and okay, everything will be fine. We need to pay more attention to those people who got baptized today. Because devil is going to come hard on them after they took this step. I'm not going to scare you, these people, those who baptized today. Please don't get me wrong. I don't want to scare you, but I want you to be prepared. Be prepared by the word of God. Be prepared to, you know, come in the church. Be prepared in all the situation. Because he's going to try everything to take you back again into that old life. But if you are strong enough and you said you have made your mind and you ask the help of the Lord and the help of the Holy Spirit, he's going to take you through. Hallelujah. He's going to take you through in every situation of your life. Whatever the situation you are facing in your life, or whatever the situation you will face after the baptism that you have taken, God is going to help you through. God is going to take you through. This is what we read in the Word of God today. When they finished the meeting, Jesus was taking his disciples in the boat, and they were traveling in this boat. And as they came in the middle of their journey, the problem started happening. The storm arose. They were looking here and there what to do in this situation. They completely forgotten what God told them. They completely forgotten what Jesus has said to them. If you go back to the Word of God, and if you read Gospel of Mark chapter 4 verse 35, and the same day when the even was come, he said unto them, let us pass over unto the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship, and there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. When they started their journey, everything was good. You know, when we start with Jesus, when we give our heart to Jesus, when we get baptized, everything, hallelujah, praise the Lord, amen, amen, everything is good. Yes, yes, bless you, brother, bless you, sister, everything is good. But as we go along, after some time, as we walk along with Christ and the journey begins, and as we come in the middle of this journey, there is going to be a storm. There is going to be a problem. There is going to be a situation that will come against you. There is going to be a problems in your life that you're going to face. Same thing happened with this disciple. When they started their journey with Jesus, everything was good. You know, they were excited what God has done, what Jesus has done. Everything was good. They started their journey, but when they came in the middle of that situation, where the storms were arising, when the waves were, big waves were, you know, hitting the boat, everything was against them, they started worrying about that. Why were they worried? Because they completely forgot what God told them. They completely forgotten what Jesus said to them, because their focus was on not the Word of God, but their focus was on the situation. That is what happens with us in our life. Many times we don't focus on Jesus. We start focusing on the situation that we are in. And then we get afraid. We get scared and we don't know what to do in this situation. We completely forget what God says to us. We completely forget what He has told us. And same thing happened with them. Before they got into the boat, before they start their journey, Jesus told them something. And that's what they completely forgotten about. Let's go back and read this verse, verse 35. And the same day, when the even was come, he said unto them, this is when he said to them, before they start their journey with him, before they get into the boat, what did Jesus told them? What did Jesus say to them? Let us pass over unto the other side. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We need to remember this. Many times we forget about what Jesus has told us before we gave our life to Jesus. Many times we forget what He has told us before we started our journey with Him. Many times we forget what is the Word of God saying to us before we getting baptized, before we starting our walk with Him, before we giving our heart to Him. We forget, completely forget what He has told us. When the problem comes, that's what happens with us. When the situation comes against us, that is what happened with us. We completely forgotten what God has told us. We completely forget what God has told us. You know, we have this memory problem. How many of you remember the sermon that was spoke last Sunday here? Oh, we don't remember 3 days ago what we eat. 3 days ago what we eat, we don't remember. That is our problem. You know, we don't really focus on what Word of God says. Many times we just focus on the situation. What is in the menu today? That is only we look. We ask our wives, you know, what is in the menu today? My wife is a very good cook. Yes, and Sister Wendy knows it. Pastor Juan, when he came, he said, this is the first time I'm having a good food in India. So, you know, Pastor Juan, when he says it, yes, not spicy. Yes, she tone it down, and I miss her food. By the way, I have a beautiful wife called Sharon and five kids, and I miss them badly right now. It seems everybody is having a big families here. Everybody is trying to catch up with Pastor Josh. Yeah. Probably I'll go forward and 9, 10, and 11 or whatever. Praise God. I love Pastor Josh. He's my role model. Let's get him. Brother Danny just had another. So how many? Five? Four. Oh, this Daniel, Brother Daniel, Pastor Daniel, Daniel Gerald, and all Daniels having a lot of kids. Praise God for them. But I miss them. Pray for them, you know. A lot of things. But praise God that when we come in the middle of our journey, we need to understand, we need to remember, we need to remind ourselves what God has told us. You know, He has told us that we will go across this journey. Hallelujah. We will go to the other side. What does your translation say, Pastor? In verse 35? The brother that read just now, please read it again. 35? Yes, please. Let us go to the other side. Hallelujah. That is what God is telling us before we start our journey with Him. You know, don't forget that He is with us. He didn't say that you go across and I'll just stand and watch here. He didn't say that, okay, by the way, you start your journey and I will watch from here. You'll be fine. He said, let us go across to the other side. Hallelujah. That is very important. We need to remind ourselves that God, Jesus Christ, is with us in every situation of our life. Hallelujah. Whatever situation you are facing in your life, whatever the problem you are going through in your life, He is with us because He has promised us that let us, hallelujah. He's not saying that, okay, you go and I'll just watch here. I'll just take care of other business and you go and walk and you just go across the other side. He said, let us go across to the other side. He knew that there will be a situation coming up. He knew there will be a storm coming up. He knew there will be a problem happening in the middle of the journey. He knew there will be something going to happen. But He promised before we started our journey with Him, He said, let us go across the other side. Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, as we are walking with Christ, are you facing any problems? You going through any situation that is hard in your life and you're thinking that Jesus is not listening to me or Jesus is not there to hear my cries? I would like to let you know that Word of God says that He is with us. Hallelujah. And we will go across the other side. We will go through this situation, whatever the situation there is. Financial problems, sickness, or any family problems, family issues are there. You will go across to the other side. That is the promise of God. That is the promise from Him. So do not worry about whatever situation you are facing. Don't worry about the problems that you are having in your life. Because God is with us. God is with you. And we need to believe that before we start our journey. Because the problems will come. Problems will arise. He didn't promise that, okay, we will go, you know, smoothly, everything will be fine. He didn't promise that. He said, we will go. If the situation is against us, still we will go across the other side. If the storms are arising, still we will go. We will make it to the other side. He's with us. He's with us. And He has already promised. Don't worry about if He is taking rest or He's there. Not answering us straight away our prayers. But He's there because He has already promised. So those who have taken the baptism in the past and now, they need to be ready and they need to remind themselves in their everyday life. Because recently, I gave a baptism to one of the brother who was from Hindu family. He's still from a Hindu family. Just one brother came to Christ from his whole family. He accepted Christ. I baptized him. And after some time, he was facing such a big problem in his life, in his business, in his family, in his own life. He's having such a mess. But I was encouraging him because I knew that he was going to face this many problems because he was alone walking with Christ. All the family members were worshiping the idols. They were doing the, you know, those Hindu things. And only him was walking with Christ. He took that decision, took the baptism and decided to follow the Christ. I knew devil is going to attack on him. And he did. They will try to steal his business. They will try to bring some distraction in his own life, in his family members. You know, so many problems were happening. And then he came to me and asked me, is this happening because I took the baptism? And I said, no. These things will happen. And I encouraged him from the word of God and said, you know, God is with us and he will take us through this situation. Hallelujah. He will take you through these problems because he has promised you that let us go across to the other side. Hallelujah. You start a journey with him and he will help you to finish this journey. So if any of you are facing this kind of a problem, be encouraged because he is with us. He is with us. He will take us to the other side of the lake. He will take us other side of this situation. He will take us other side of whatever the problem we are facing. Brothers and sisters, we need to be encouraged. We need to be encouraged. There is a cost of baptism. There is a cost of baptism in India. When you get baptized, your family members, they will persecute you. I know a lady when everybody was getting baptized and she came forward and as pastor said, you know, if there is anybody, because the water is ready, people are ready to get baptize you. And as we said that, one in my church, we were giving baptism behind the church. There is a tank there and we were baptizing people. And after that, you know, everybody was done. We announced if there is anybody who would like to take the baptism. And there was a sister who came forward. She was from Muslim background. Only one sister was coming from whole family. And her family didn't know that she was coming to the church. But she came forward and said, I would like to get baptized. We were a little afraid because if the family member came to know, she might get killed, she might get burned. That was a big decision. There is a big cost to pay for that, to get baptized. But she came forward and by faith we baptized her. She's growing in the Lord. Everything is good with her. She gave her life to Jesus and she's serving. She's trying to win her own family for Christ. There is a cost we need to pay. You know, it's a different cost here in United States. You may not be persecuted straight away, by people here. But there are costs to pay. In every situation, in every country, there is a cost we have to pay. And we need to be ready for that. We cannot be afraid. We cannot be scared. Okay, I have to pay this much cost. I have to pay this much for my following with the Christ. I have to pay this many things. You know, don't worry about this. Be strong in the Lord because he is with us. Hallelujah. This sister took that decision and I was so glad to baptize. I did with my own hand. I baptized her and I thank the Lord she's following the Lord. There are so many people. I know two young girls, they wanted to get baptized and we baptized them. They were from Buddhist family. If their family member come to know, they hardly, you know, they have such a hard time coming to the church because their family members persecute them. Sometimes they, you know, beat them up and lock them in the room because they are going to the church. There is a cost. There is a cost to follow Christ. There is a cost to follow Christ. Brothers and sisters, we need to understand that if we are following Christ, we need to pay the cost. We need to pay the cross. My dad, one day there was a meeting going on and he baptized 300 people in one meeting. 300 people. They came forward and said, yes, we would like to accept Christ. And is it easy in India to do that? No, it is never easy to baptize 300 people in one day. He went into the river. There were people in a lineup. I wasn't able to bring that photo, but there is a photo that he's baptizing and so long queue is there. He just continuously baptizing people and people were following that. And after some time, somebody filed a case against him saying that he's converting people into Hinduism, into Christianity. Police came, arrested him, took him for a day. They started, you know, inquiring the people. They took him into the jeep. And they went, you know, in different houses, in a different places where people got baptized from. And each and every, all of these 300 people, they were asking, how much money he paid for you to get baptized? How much money he gave you to get baptized? And each of them said, we didn't receive one single rupees, but we gave our heart to Jesus and that's why we were baptized. Praise God for that statement. And police didn't find anything. Nothing against my dad. And they had to release him. There is a cost to pay. People get, you know, pastors get beaten by people for baptizing. There are states in India where you cannot baptize people openly. Anti-conversion law is there. You cannot baptize people. There is a cost to pay. They have to do it underground. If somebody found out about that, they might get killed. They might put into the jail. There is a cost to pay. Brothers and sisters, you live in a free country. But there will be a cost to pay. There will be a cost to pay. Emotional cost. There will be a cost that your family members, that they will give you trouble. There will be a cost when devil will bring the temptation upon you. There will be a cost when you follow Christ. So many things are going to come against you. But be strong, because the word of God says, we will go across to the other side. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We will make it to the other side. We will. You need to be strong in that. We need to keep reminding ourselves that I will make it to the other side. Because he said, he promised that I am with you. Hallelujah. I am with you. Whatever the situation, whatever the problem you are facing, he is with you. That is what we are doing in India. We believe that he is with us. You know, it's not my strength that we are reaching out to the people. It's not my family's strength that we are reaching out to the people. We were nothing. We were untouchables. You know, if you found out about our family background, my parents, my grandparents, they were literally begging on the street. They were literally begging in the different places for the food. For one-time food, they were begging. But Jesus Christ, he broke all that curses from our family, and he has brought us into his marvelous light that we could testify to these people and tell him that he is the only Jesus. He is the only God who can bring you out of that curse, out of that darkness. 333 million gods never saved us. They were never able to bring us out of that darkness, but Jesus did. Because somebody was willing to obey the Lord, and he came with the gospel. And as a missionary, I would like to encourage you to share the word of God with somebody. Share that Jesus with somebody. Don't share anything else. Share about Jesus Christ. Tell them about Jesus Christ, because that is the only one who will change their life. That has changed my life. That has changed my family life. You know, we were able to share this gospel with many people because somebody was able to take that step and said, yes, Lord, I will go. You know, God is looking towards those people who will say, yes, Lord. We need to be encouraged. We need to go on this journey to share the gospel because Jesus is with us. We don't have to be afraid. You know, so many people are afraid. What if I go to the in other countries, will they burn me alive? Will they kill me? You know, so many people think like beyond whatever, you know, and get afraid. Don't be afraid, because Jesus is with us. Don't afraid about the food. Would I get the poison, you know, food poisoning, or would that be so spicy food, or don't worry about those things. Don't worry about the weather. Even if it is 120, God will, you know, God will help you. He will give a cool breeze. Don't worry. Wherever you go, God will change the atmosphere. Hallelujah. God will change, because he did. You know, people were wondering, who is this? That storm is listening to him. The sea is listening to him. Who is this? And he will change the situation for you only. Hallelujah. If you decide to go, he will change the situation for you. So don't be afraid about going out. Don't be afraid about sharing the gospel. Go out and preach the gospel, because that will give a hope to these people. We want you to come. Come along with us. There is an open invitation for all of you to come to India. If all of you want to come once, that's fine. We will arrange something for you. Don't worry about it. Book a whole plane and come. It's only 14 hours, by the way, from New York to Mumbai. It's not that bad. Just sleep on the plane and then you'll be there in 14 hours. But do come. You know, be encouraged. Go on a mission trip. Have that adventurous life. Experience something different in your life. God has given you this opportunity. God has called you to do something. But if you're just stepping back, nothing is going to happen. I would like you to be encouraged. Go out, share the gospel with somebody. Tell them about Jesus Christ and break the curse from their life. Hallelujah. Break the curse. Break the curse. Break the curse from their life. If you go and tell them, definitely. You know, the person that came to our village and shared the gospel, he I don't know, I never met him, but my parents, grandparents know him. He never saw what, you know, what happened after that. He preached the gospel to my grandparents, my dad. He went away. He never saw what ministry he has done, you know, what fruit his ministry brought. He never saw that. We don't need to see that. Whatever we need, whatever we have to do is to go and tell somebody about Jesus Christ. But if he would have seen that, he would have given thanks to the Lord for what he did when he came and shared the gospel with our grandparents. My dad was able to baptize more than 15,000 people. And I'm continuously doing that. So it is more than 20,000 people now that we were able to baptize. 40,000 villages, that is our vision, to go and preach the gospel to those people. 15,000 villages we were able to reach with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Why this happened? How is this possible? Everything is possible with God, because he promised us that we will go across to the other side. We will go across to the other side. There is other side waiting for us. There is other side. The blessings are waiting for us. But we need to go. We need to believe on Jesus Christ, the word of God, that he promised us that we will make it to the other side. So don't worry about whatever situation you are in or problem you are in. God is with you, and he will take you to the other side of the gospel, that lake.